Thank you for calling Les Cheveux Salon and Belisante Medical Day Spa. Please listen to the following options. For hair, nails, makeup and retail, or weddings, please press 1. For our medical day spa and wellness, or our aesthetics program, please press 2. For our cosmetology program, or to make an appointment at our Roanoke Athletic Club location, please press 3. Thank you for calling, and have a great day.
One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Les Cheveux Salon. This is Nina. May I help you?
Is Sherman in?
He is. May I tell him he's calling?
Yes, is Gabe calling?
Just one moment.
Thank you.
Sherman Argenby speaking.
Sherman, this is Gabe Nowoski, Bank of Cardiff here. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Gabe. How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to follow up. I saw you submitted an application here, so I just wanted to get in touch. Is now a better time, or is there a better time to reach out to you?
Yeah, go ahead, and if I gotta go, I'll let you know, but I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up there. So I saw the application there. It looks like, are you guys looking to bring on equipment, or was it some capital you're looking at there?
Yeah, we were trying to expand our school, so we were looking at doing that.
Okay, so is it a salon school, or is that just part of the business?
It's part of the business, yeah. Oh, we have a salon, day spa, medi spa.
Okay, very nice. In school, okay. And very nice. Yeah, it looks. How much capital were you thinking about bringing on there, Sherman?
Just really quoting what we can do. We really wanted to see if there was any type of consolidation type things that you guys did before we actually took any other loans out.
Got you. What kind of current loans do you have out right now?
We have some cash advance ones.
Okay. What are the balances like?
Probably all total is like $450,000.
$450,000?
Yeah.
How many different...
There's 7 different ones. That's 7? What I'm saying. We're kind of stuck. We don't want to... You know, we kind of got in a bad rut there, and I shouldn't have done it. But I've been trying to do debt consolidation, but all they want to try to do is lend you, like, a little amount of money, you know. For
right,
a time.
And stacking on top there.
Yeah.
Are these MCA? Are they taking part of your credit card sales, or
no,
is it,
just
like,
daily or weekly, one of the two?
Daily or weekly, like, withdrawals?
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right.
So, you know, everything's short-term.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially once you know start getting more of those, you know, stacked up. You know, they tend to be shorter and shorter.
They do.
Due to the risk. What did you guys do in gross sales last year?
$2.1 million.
$2.1 million. Okay. All right. So you guys were kind of just looking for consolidation there. It sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, I'm not sure, you know, with that many current, like, loans out, I'm not sure we'd be able to do anything there for you as far as consolidation. Typically, with consolidation, we'd have to net you 50%.
Oh,
meaning,
okay.
You know, yeah, that's usually the only way we can refinance those
loans.
Well,
what about if we did some smaller ones and tried to take the cash out on the end of the take care of some of the smaller ones so there wouldn't be so many?
To be honest with you, I don't want to waste your time at all. I don't, typically we either have to, you know, take like the next position or, you know, a first position.
Right. Gotcha.
There's a rule we can't, you know, and I don't see us being able to do like an eighth position and pay some of those off.
Gotcha.
I just, you know, I don't think it's very feasible to be done there.
Okay.
And to be honest, I'm not sure if, I don't see us being able to do it, and I certainly don't want to spin your wheels. I'm sure you're busy with the business there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would just recommend, you know, trying to, you know, take care of, you know, pay those down as much as possible and get, you know, maybe get a few of those paid off and then see what we can do. If you don't mind, you know,
sure.
I'd like to,
yeah.
Do you mind if I try you back in maybe a couple months and kind of see how things are?
Fine.
How many of those are getting paid off within the next like 3 months, let's say?
Probably 3 or 4 of them because they're all
okay.
Short. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I would to be honest with you, I would recommend holding off on any capital if, you know,
right.
if possible, and just getting some of those paid off. That way you're not paying these like higher interest rates for the shorter
right.
terms, and
right.
you can get something, you know, more manageable and something better for the business. But that's not something that everyone is going to tell you, but that's just, you know, my honest opinion. But yeah,
right.
I'd definitely like to stay in touch with you, Sherman, and maybe try you back in a couple months, 3 months, and see when those balances are a little lower there, and then try and take a stab at, you know, getting you a total payoff and, you know, one note in a first position.
Okay.
Is what I'd like to do. So yeah, I'll stay in touch with you. And yeah, we'll speak down the road there.
Okay, man. All appreciate right. your help, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. You take care, Sherman.
Okay, bye. Yeah.